Chris B here coming to you live from New York on this Friday, December 16th. From New York, joined in studio by the one and only producer, Frankie. Frankie, you got the snow effect going on.
We got the snow effect
in the studio.
Hello, how we doing,
guys? What incredible that we now have famous dancing gingerbread man. We now have the snow effect, guys. We're firing on all cylinders here on Mike Crispy Unafraid, and we got to get our country back on track. So we need the Trump 2024 campaign to fire on all cylinders. And on this show, Mike Crispy Unafraid, we are truly unafraid. And if you're new to this broadcast, Mike Crispy, me, your host, I was, and I can say this, and 99% of other hosts in this industry cannot, that yours truly was a supporter of Donald Trump on June 15th, 2015, when he rolled down the escalator. I said to my friends and family, this guy's going to be the president. I knew it. I knew he was going to be the president. And I've been a supporter ever since, literally since 2015, went to rallies, all that. But guys, what happened with this NFT thing and the subsequent free speech launch, you know, it's very interesting to me how that played out. I have some theories about it. I am going to talk about that here. But first, I want to start off with what I think President Trump should be focusing first and foremost on. Because listen to how the White House, how stupid they sound when they try to defend the southern border. Remember, President Trump ran on securing our southern border and shutting down immigration. I believe he needs to put that front and center again, because the White House right now has literally nothing to say when it comes to matters of the southern border. It's actually laughable. People are laughing in their face when they try to blame Trump for the current immigration crisis. Frankie, roll the clip.
What the last administration did, and they completely gutted the system. And we know that this has been a multi-decade long problem. We need to modernize the system, and this is something that the president has put forth, and we are looking for Congress to act. We are asking Congress to act.
Oh, the previous administration was to blame, and Congress needs to act. Congress needs to act, says Jean-Pierre. Guys, it's laughable. The last they're cleaning up from the last administration. They literally didn't want anybody to come into the country, literally, like no other people, no foreign people. As a matter of fact, it went to such great lengths that President Trump said things that I thought were incredible. They were direct. They were inflammatory. They got liberals' heads exploding. Frankie and I back in there, we love the way that Trump talks. Said, the rapists, the murderers, some I assume are good people, but these are the people coming in. They're not sending their best. And you know what? He was 100% right. And people lost their minds. And Frankie, we got this next clip here ready to go. This is President Trump. Guys, this is the Trump that we all came to know and love. How based was Donald Trump when he was doing things like this and making people's heads explode? This was trolling, playing the media, winning, pounding the narrative down their throat. This is what we need instead of the NFTs. Okay, roll it, Frankie.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
I love it. Guys, have we ever heard a president of the United States or a candidate say it so bluntly? This is what people love. Until we can figure out what the hell is going on.
We missed that, Trump, man.
We're going to blame the Muslims. Guys, and it was so incredibly simple, and it was so incredibly pointed, and people said, oh, he's a racist, he's crazy, he's this, he's that. But everyone knew, we knew, that he meant business with these policies, okay? Now, there are people out there saying, oh, the NFT was yet another Trump troll. It was another Trump troll, just like he did with the southern border, just like he did this thing. It was an attention-grabbing media thing to suck them in so then he could roll out his free speech policy. Now, guys, people are saying that. I'm going to be honest with you. Again, this is a day one Trump supporter. A lot of my friends are saying that right now, but I don't buy it, okay? I think this is a case of Trump's advisors leading him astray. Now, I always say this. I've been a candidate for federal office. Obviously, Donald Trump running for president is a million times X infinity of what I ever went through. You're kind of at the eye of a hurricane, okay? So when you're at the eye of a hurricane, you need people, trusted advisors and people who are going to steer you in the right direction and give you advice. And you have a whole big council of people. And guys, this NFT thing was extremely ill-informed. It was not good to roll this out right before this free speech proposal, because now nobody is talking about it. Everyone is talking about this stupid NFT project. And guys, I know this NFT project, first of all, it's sold out, which is great. Everyone's like, oh, it's sold out. It's great. Guys, great. President Trump has the right to make money. He's totally entitled to do it. I love that he's making money. He's a businessman. Democrats make money from literally illegal influence peddling. So of course he could sell an NFT. But guys, who are the advisors that told him this would be okay? Advisors that I always say are not the right people. They're the newcomers. They're not the old timer. They're not the original band. It's not the Lewandowski, the Bannon, the Roger Stones of the world, okay? The Manafort's. No, these are the new aged hacks, the RNC hacks that now are in the president's orbit. Now, this NFT project, this is breaking news in here, and then we're going to transition to what Trump did that was good. This NFT project was, from my sources, came from a guy named Sergio Gore, okay? Sergio Gore. Sergio Gore was involved in the release of President Trump's book, right? Our Journey Together, which is a great book, obviously. It was awesome. It was rolled out good. It didn't, like, step over a major announcement. Perfect. Sergio Gore. Now, Sergio Gore, I looked into him. He actually seems like a decent guy, okay? But he's a young guy. He wants to make money. He's in the industry. He now works for MAGA Inc., okay? MAGA Inc. is the super PAC that is on President Trump's, you know, basically on his flank. That is, you know, part of the operation there. Now, who is above Sergio Gore and MAGA Inc.? He's a guy by the name of Taylor Budowich. Taylor Budowich, President Trump's communications director, has proven time and time again to be a guy who's in it sometimes for his business interests above the interests of, you know, President Trump and his agenda. I think these people should be saying, listen, Mr. President, you roll out the free speech policy first before you roll out this NFT thing. And if Budowich and if Sergio Gore were making some money on it, guys, that's great. They have the right to do it. But don't step over the narrative and act like you could do this first because you're roping people in and then you're going to announce that and it's a big troll and then you're doing the free speech thing. And guys, people are saying, oh, well, it was a test of loyalty. Guys, give me a break. We've already seen all the tests of Trump loyalty. I think this was purely a misinformed guidance being fed to President Trump. And I think, and what I hear, is that people said this was on the inner camp, that this wasn't rolled out properly. And you got Sergio Gore and Taylor Budowich, two young guys who are up and coming. They work for the PAC. They're making money. They're telling Trump it's okay because those are advisors and his inner circle now. And the original band, the Steve Bannons, the Roger Stones, the Paul Manafort's, those people are saying this was dumb. It shouldn't have been done like that. If they were on the advisory, they wouldn't have done it. 2016 Trump wouldn't have roped people in with an NFT. Trump would have said, we're going to ban the Muslims. And if illegal immigrants come over the border, we're going to shoot them. That's the Trump that we need. That's the rope-a-dope, okay? And that's what he's capable of. But these dumb advisors that he has around him, I talked about it at length. I talked about Brian Jack, who was paid off by Kevin McCarthy. I talked about it, guys. These people always are looking at their own interests. President Trump is obviously a genius. He's a marketing genius. Greatest president we've had in our generation. But obviously, your advisors and every little decision is a big swirling tornado, okay? Now, we're going to get to the good here. After that happened, Trump moved on, and he announced a free speech policy, which I thought was tremendous. This is what we need, especially on the heels of what's going on with Twitter right now. It was timely, it was poignant, it was substantive. Frankie, roll the clip.
Choose. The fight for free speech is a matter of victory or death for America and for the survival of Western civilization itself. When I am president, this whole rotten system of censorship and information control will be ripped out of the system at large. There won't be anything left. By restoring free speech, we'll begin to reclaim our democracy and save our nation. Thank you, and God bless America.
Wonderful, wonderful. There you go. That's what Trump needs to do. So everyone, oh, this is part of the plan. Now, you know what the plan is? The plan is making a power play and endorsing in the RNC race and having that RNC chairperson meet Trump's demands and be forced into it. That's a power play, not an NFT. This free speech thing, that's a power play. You announce that, you say you're coming back to Twitter, that's a power play. You talk about the speaker race and say, I have brokered a deal because I control this party. I have either brought McCarthy to his knees and he's agreeing to vacate the chair, he's agreeing to these things, or he's not the guy I'm going to run, or this person, he has the ability to make those power plays. That's my point, guys. Every piece of oxygen that gets sucked up gets thrown in the news compressor and spun around, and I'm an honest arbiter, and I'm telling you that people are saying, well, the NFT, what is this, right? Every little piece of information out there matters. All of Trump's information, when they said he was stumbling last time around, he wasn't stumbling. He was winning because we all loved it. So, guys, this is President Trump's free speech ban here. Frankie, pop some on the screen. super quick. Here we go. President Trump banning federal agencies from colluding to censor Americans, imposing a 7-year cooling off period before former intel and national security officials can work at big tech platforms. Super timely with what we saw at Twitter. Wonderful. Suspend federal dollars to any university that is engaged in censorship. Revise Section 230. Guys, this is money. This is money right now. This is the message that Trump needs to roll with. The illegal immigration message, with what we showed you yesterday in Arizona, is the message Trump needs to roll with. What just happened with JFK and the files and all that? You think the CIA literally conspired to kill JFK? You don't think they conspired to overthrow the election when the CIA overthrows elections in third world countries all the time? They got the playbook. Those are the things. You know, some Republicans, oh, Trump shouldn't do. No, he should expose the deep state. He should expose these red meat issues that he runs on. I'm saying that because I'm looking out for his best interest. This is what I believe. Again, as a guy who literally watched every single rally and appearance since 2015. Okay, that's what he needs to do. He's good on the red meat issues. Now, some people say, well, he should be pivoting and talking about. No, stay on the Trump brand, but don't do stupid stuff like listen to these punk kids trying to make money in the super PAC telling you it's okay to do this NFT bullshit. I'm just being honest. Okay, because guys, right now, what is everybody talking about? They're talking about Twitter and they're talking about social media. Trump should be jumping and latching onto that. Frankie, we got this here. Right now, things are going so haywire with social media that it is a great opportunity for Donald Trump to get in the middle of this fray. Guys, Elon Musk bought Twitter. He's not a Republican. He's not a Democrat. He's just a guy who kind of like, you know, doesn't want to be duped. And now the left-wing activists are going crazy against him and making themselves look crazy. Donald Trump needs to seize that, latch onto it, say, I was the first guy battling online censorship in a huge way. Therefore, my opinion matters on this. I'm going to come back to Twitter. Elon Musk. Guys, that's the story that breaks the internet, not the stupid freaking NFTs. Stop making excuses for the dumb advisors, okay? Stop it. Oh, he's got a plan. Guys, yes, Trump, obviously amazing. But the advisors and the people obviously are sometimes not working in our interest. We've talked about Brian Jack, who's on McCarthy's payroll, who is preventing America First endorsements, spending money against the MAG Kennedys. Come on, guys. Trump needs to latch on to that, okay? Guys, he also needs to latch on to what Elon Musk is doing because the left are going after Elon Musk. They're literally doxing locations in real time, putting conservatives in harm's way. They're lashing out. Guys, this is Elon Musk on a Twitter space, okay? I love he gets on, he speaks to the people directly. Trump should be getting on Twitter spaces like Elon Musk and speaking to the people directly. Look at how depraved the left is spiraling. This is what we need to latch on to for 2024. Roll, Frankie.
Well, as I'm sure everyone who's been doxing would agree, you know, showing real-time information about somebody's location is inappropriate, and I think everyone on this call would not like that to be done to them. And there is not going to be any distinction in the future between journalists, so-called journalists, and regular people. Everyone's going to be treated the same. You're not special because you're a journalist. You're a Twitter journalist. You're a citizen. No special treatment.
Perfect. I love it. Love that Elon Musk is jumping on those Twitter spaces. Can you imagine? Oh, the people are saying right now in the comments, oh, it's great that Trump did this with the NFTs. The libs are head exploding. You know what would make the libs head explode in a fashion that I think is more effective? Put Donald Trump back on Twitter in a Twitter space, okay? Their heads will explode times infinity, and they won't have the fodder with the NFT thing. There you go. That's a policy. And he can do it, and he should do it, okay? Guys, they are losing their mind. CNN right now, what a juicy fastball this is for Trump and the Republicans to hit it out of the park, okay? Twitter right now is, CNN is reevaluating their relationship, okay, with Twitter. Oh, maybe we're going to pull all of our journalists off. Frankie, pop this on from Rolling Stone here as we wrap the segment. Twitter is banning prominent journalists criticizing Elon Musk. No, Twitter is banning people that are doxing Elon Musk and other conservatives and putting them in harm's way because it's Antifa-like thug tactics, okay? So, guys, we have the high ground on this. We can win on this. It will be so easy for Trump to latch onto this with his free speech platform, but we got to prioritize and get back to the simplistic red meat fastballs. We got a great opportunity here with all the things he ran on in 2016. Obviously, they've gone to shit because everything woke goes to shit. He can get it back. We have more opportunity than ever. That is the message. That is what we need to latch on. Guys, I appreciate it. We are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. More. Do not go anywhere. Hey, Hey everybody, Mike Crispy here, and I want to tell you about one of the great sponsors of our show today, Patriot Cigar Company. Go to mypatriotcigars.com and use promo code CRISPY for 15% off your order at checkout. Know a patriot who loves a good smoke? This is the perfect gift for any occasion. These cigars are handmade from Nicaragua using the finest tobacco that is aged a minimum of 3 years. I smoke them. I like to have them on the golf course. Or in studio. Great cigars, great value. Go to mypatriotcigars.com right now. Use promo code CRISPY at checkout. 15% off your order. Enjoy the rest of the show. Let's go. Hey everybody, Mike Crispy here, and I want to tell you about the sponsor of our show today, MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code CRISPY for up to 66% off your order. Not just pillows, they have Giza Dream Sheets, dog beds, slippers, you name it, amazing products made in the USA. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, is a great patriot who is under attack by the deep state. So shop for amazing products made in the USA, and it all goes to a great cause. Additionally, go to mystore.com and use promo code CRISPY for up to 66% off your order and get amazing products made by United States entrepreneurs. Coffee, things for your car, home appliances, you name it, mystore.com, your everyday needs. Go shop at mystore.com. Go shop at mypillow.com. Use promo code CRISPY for up to 66% off your order. Support the great Mike Lindell. Get great products made in the USA. Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here coming to you live from New York on this Friday, December 16th, with producer Frankie. Guys, we got the snow in the studio. Look at that. We got the dancing gingerbread. Guys, we do not mess around on this show. And if you're new to this show, guys, we are giving you the news in a bold, unafraid, America First way. It is the way of the future because you can't trust Newsmax anymore. They're taking shots at Tucker. You can't trust Fox News anymore. They're simping for McCarthy. Really, I say the only person you could trust, really, this network, right? Some other great patriotic online platforms, and you could trust Tucker Carlson, who did an incredible job the other night of talking about JFK and all that. Guys, Tucker Carlson is personally my hero, inspiration in journalism. He is incredible. Guys, speaking of incredible and an inspiration or a lack thereof, guys, could you imagine doing something, right? Frankie tries to be a producer. I try to be a talk show host. You try to be a fireman, a plumber, a nurse, whatever. Imagine doing something and failing at it. And then the second time you try to do it, you're even worse at it. And the third time you do it, you even make more fool out of yourself. Imagine thinking that you need to just keep doing it again and again and again. Imagine not thinking you need to do something else that will have a benefit on society. Well, guys, that's exactly what Stacey Abrams and Adam Kinzinger and the likes are doing. This is incredible, guys. These people will not go away. Roll the latest from the Democrat superhero, possibly the next vice presidential pick, Stacey Abrams.
I know you probably get asked this a lot, but we have to ask. What's next for you? How likely are you to run for office again?
I may run again, but I've always said that it's not about the title, it's about the work.
Okay.
Oh, it's not about the title, it's about the work, says Stacey Abrams. Guys, that is incredible. And
I guess, Frankie,
we get the wrong thing. Stacey Abrams in her new job because she's got to make money. She's not selling erotic porn novels anymore. So is this her at the drag show? Is this what she's doing now? Or did we get the wrong picture of Stacey Abrams' new job? I don't know. I can't tell. But yeah, that's maybe something that Stacey Abrams is fit to do. She can go to the drag show in Buckhead, Atlanta, where they're absolutely terrorizing right now, and she can go do that. That's about the only thing that Stacey Abrams is qualified for. What a joke. Guys, it's so great that people like that are never going to be in our government again because they said disgraceful things. And again, as we're talking about like the depopulation strategy we talk about every day, as we talk about one world digital currency, as we talk about them beating down the liberal voting blocks to get complete control and then discard those people, listen to Stacey Abrams. A little throwback here, a little memento. Getting her talking points from the New World Order globalist, spitting it out. She's just stupid. She's got an IQ of a fly, and she says it without any self-awareness. RIP to Stacey Abrams. Roll it, Frankie.
Is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs. For women, this is not a reductive issue. You can't divorce being forced to carry an unwanted pregnancy from the economic realities of having a child.
Ah, yes, you should totally get an abortion because economically speaking, you will do worse in the economy, in the Biden economy. The reason is because people are being forced to have their children. Guys, have we ever heard words so demonic and demented from an individual? But that just sums up right there that Stacey Abrams is a actor, a plant, a puppet of the New World Order globalists, because no normal, rational, sane person, even a Democrat in the inner city like Stacey Abrams, would say that unless somebody rich and conniving was telling them to say it. So, of course, Stacey Abrams is going to keep running, and Stacey Abrams will continue to pop out with FEC reports that have millions of dollars in them. People wonder, how the hell did a three-time loser keep getting millions of dollars? You know why? Because the dark Soros interests will keep funding that, because it fundamentally destabilized our country. Now, speaking of fundamentally destabilizing, we're going to roll this clip here. Adam Kinzinger had his farewell. Thank goodness he is going to be gone. And he's not gone because he's a mediocre piece of garbage, a military-industrial complex shill. No, no, no. It's because he stood up to us, the MAGA base. Roll this pathetic farewell address, Frankie.
Government meant lower taxes and more autonomy. Today, limited government means inciting violence against government officials. Following the tragic Oklahoma City bombing, former President George H.W. Bush publicly refuted those who used fear to gain support. In stark contrast, our leaders today belittle and in some cases justify attacks on the U.S. Capitol as, quote, legitimate political discourse. The once great party of Lincoln, Roosevelt, and Reagan has turned its back on the ideals of liberty and self-governance. Instead, it has embraced lies and deceit.
Oh, yes, it is embrace lies and deceit. We showed you what happened there with, or told you what happened with Tucker, with the JFK files, with the CIA. Guys, when the deep state gets corroded and get punched in the throat, and when people like Tucker Carlson reveal the truth is that the intel communities literally control many of these members of Congress, guys, when that gets out and that is talked about, people like Adam Kinzinger reflexively say, oh, this is a threat to democracy. Guys, it's just like when Tucker Carlson said last night, they invent the term conspiracy theorist, ram it down your throat. They invent this thing called threat to democracy, disrespect for the rule of law. This isn't limited government. No, limited government is breaking up the monotony, the control of the government by people who are unelected, sinister, and they literally killed JFK, and they literally stole an election, and they literally did the same exact thing in Arizona with Carrie Lake, who has an incredible ironclad case. And if that case doesn't go through, we'll talk more about that Monday. If that case doesn't go through, then we have a massive problem with the judiciary, because I read through that case. It is an amazing case. It really is a really, really good lawsuit with evidence. But guys, Adam Kinzinger is an opportunist piece of trash. You know how I know that? Because a little flashback to Adam Kinzinger, guys, as we're memorializing these people never to be seen again. Adam Kinzinger, remember when Trump was the president? Adam Kinzinger, because Trump was such a big bad threat to democracy, he wanted a job. He wanted a job to be the Air Force Secretary. He's a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee, a defense hawk. He was critical of Donald Trump, but he said, well, if Donald Trump calls me, I will consider taking the job. No, basically what he was signaling there to the media, because nobody called him and asked him about it. What Adam Kinzinger did is he went to some news source that he has, some person, and he said, oh, put this and run this in the paper for me so Trump will see it. And essentially what he was trying to do was he was trying to say, well, you know, if I get this job, then I won't criticize the president anymore. And that's really, you know, quote unquote democracy. We live in a republic, but democracy, as they like to call it. So just give me the job and I'll shut up. He didn't get the job. Now, in typical Washington, in prototypical Washington, a president probably would have gave a guy like Kinzinger a job to shut him up. But again, this is I talk about Trump again. I'm very honest with him. The great things, his advisors and what's going on right now, why, you know, wasn't happy about the NFT. But a great thing about Trump and a reason why they wanted him out of the way is because he wouldn't play ball in this fashion. And he told Kinzinger to go pound sand and he didn't give him a job because that's what normal people do, right? It's what normal people do. And speaking of normal people, or a lack thereof when it comes to normalcy, or people that are kind of bidding their farewell, we got Stacey Abrams, we got Adam Kinzinger, Nancy Pelosi now will no longer be the speaker. And I think it's incredible, Frankie, that at the end of Nancy Pelosi's reign, this whole story with Paul Pelosi boiled to the surface, right? With David
DePape. We knew it was, didn't we?
Okay. And guys, we have new developments on this story, and I think it's really incredible because this gives you an inside track, an inside look in the mind of how demented these people that we call leaders really are. Oh, why do they sympathize for pedophiles? Why do they do this? Why do they do that? Right? Well, I thought they're just normal, wonderful, freedom-loving people. No, these guys are sickos. And the latest on the David DePape Paul Pelosi story, it gets even weirder. But we're going to roll this footage because DePapi was charged and all that stuff. So this was from yesterday on CBS. Listen to how they've spun this story in a bizarre fashion. Frankie, roll the clip.
Yeah, Gail, authorities made a series of revelations about this case, including a police investigator who testified Wednesday that David DePapp told them there's evil in Washington, that he was targeting Nancy Pelosi, and that he had plans to hold her hostage. DePapp allegedly said he later planned to kidnap President Biden's son, Hunter, in California, and target the state's governor, Gavin Newsom, and movie star Tom Hanks. We also learned new details.
Add the pedophile in there.
They throw in Tom Hanks, the pedophile bankroll. Guys, he was going to target Hunter Biden and Gavin Newsom. It was all a big plot. Because he's a right-wing QAnon extremist who lived in a house that said, quote-unquote, no human being is illegal, right? Antifa, was a nudist or was married to a nudist. Yeah, David DePapp, a lifetime radical leftist wackadoodle, was conceiving of a plot. He was contriving a plot to go kidnap Hunter Biden, Gavin Newsom, and Tom Hanks. When they threw in Tom Hanks, they always overplay
their Hanks.
How far
apart are these people, guys?
That's how audacious.
Across the country.
Yeah, so some radical right-winger wants to go after Tom Hanks. Yeah, Tom Hanks, yeah. No, that's how you know it was contrived by the left. Because only the left would think that a right-wing activist would want to go after Tom Hanks. Right, Frankie? It's
comical.
It couldn't
be more fun putting this
show
together.
Yeah, and we talked about what's going on. Frankie pops on the screen here. Guys, now it was, the police came, and when they answered the door, DePapi and Pelosi were struggling over the hammer. But Paul Pelosi also went into the bathroom, because a home invader allows you to go into the bathroom, all this stuff, and they were struggling with the hammer simultaneously while the police arrived, but somebody let them in the door, a third person, we don't know any of this, and we'll never know the story, guys, because let's see, California officials refused to allow Paul Pelosi's attacker, David DePapi, to be interviewed by ICE. So we'll never know the true story. We will never know the truth. And the spin you just saw there on CBS this morning is the revisionist false history of what the institutions, literally CIA from JFK on, have done time and time again. What a lie. Yes, Frankie.
I just like to add, the people that are taking this case on are the same people that are keeping these Capitol rioters, behind bars. I mean, it's the same police force.
It's a joke. You make a great point there. And, it is amazing, guys, because everyone always says, we live in the freest, most incredible country in the world. Oh, it's so amazing. And then President Trump got up there and said, guys, you think America is so great? You think America is, obviously we have the greatest potential, greatest country, but you think we're so innocent in all this? Right? He said that people were shell-shocked. Oh, he's anti-American. He's a foreign agent of Russia. No, he's a realist who wants to clean up the putrid decrepitness and downward spiral of this country. And that's why they continue to go after Trump, because he, again, single-handedly in the history of the country, is the one guy who threw a wrench into that worse than any other figure in history, okay? So when I talk about the NFT thing, it's out of love, okay? Because I wanted to get on saying things like Muslim ban and getting on Twitter spaces and saying the rapists are coming across the border. That's how you troll and throw a wrench in, okay? Stop justifying the NFT thing. Guys, so it really is amazing, though, this Paul Pelosi saga. Trump's talking about this. Guys, the Paul Pelosi saga. David DePapi's son gave an exclusive interview here. Hey, this is so great.
This is incredible.
Dave DePapi's son said, for all we know, he was some sort of sex slave, said Dave DePapi's son. He said his father is not evil, believed in human rights, and his father is not a right-wing conservative by any stretch of the imagination. Now, if DePapi was this right-wing activist, like everybody says, don't you think that maybe they would have said, maybe the son wouldn't have said anything, maybe he would have went into hiding, right? Guys, it's just so ridiculous. And these people aren't that smart. They're not shrewd media manipulators, right? Think about it. He's the son of some hippie bum. And DePapi's 42. The son is 19. So I don't know who the mother is, right? But just some kid in the media, they're sticking cameras in his face. And he's like, well, I don't know. It really is incredible, guys. He was arraigned on charges of murder. He said, I don't even know if he attacked Mr. Pelosi, says DePapi's son. He isn't a danger to society. I don't even know if he attacked him. For all we know, he was some sort of sex slave. He says, He often told us he was raised in an abusive home and he was physically abused by his grandparents. This is DePappy. So a troubled guy, right? Again, the profile of a guy who would be a male prostitute. You know, dude, I mean, listen, Frankie. I mean, I think we know here that Dave DePappy, you know, Gonzalez said his brother lived in Berkeley with their older sister. The mother was Gypsy Taub, the nudist. Okay, so that's the mother here in the thing. Guy, yeah, a right-wing extremist here. And the DePappy kid is totally lying about it. Guys, what a disgrace. So as Nancy Pelosi gets her portrait unveiled and Paul Pelosi's there, I thought he had his skull beaten in. He looked perfectly fine at the meeting, right? Looked perfectly fine. Oh, he got his skull beaten in. He had life-threatening surgery.
Comical.
He was fine.
Comical.
He was at the thing with the portrait where John Boehner was crying tears. What a rhino.
They literally, we played on this show the 911 call, and it was completely calm. It was like, yeah, someone opened the door. Everything's fine. For some reason, everyone's in their underwear. You know.
What? Guys, and so CBS, this is how you know how fake the fake news is. Their cover-up, officially, now that he's being arraigned for murder, this is what the media does. It will be revisionist history, and they will say, oh, he's just right-wing. He wanted to kill Hunter Biden, the president's corrupt son that needs to be thrown in prison, the laptop, all trying to deflect from the story. Gavin Newsom, who I think will be running for president here in 2024. Oh, and Tom Hanks, just because he's like a chief pedophile in the whole entire ring, and we've exposed on the show over the last couple days how the Democrats totally 100% embolden and protect their pedophiles. That's their most important constituency. Guys, what a disgrace. What a joke. Where's Fox News? Oh, Fox News goes, well, there's no civility when we attack Paul Pelosi, you know, and Republicans are saying that, or Republicans are apologizing for making jokes about it. Guys, if they do that, screw them. Weak, putrid, not going to fight for you when it matters, okay? What a disgrace. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of my Crispy Unafraid. Do not go anywhere. Hey, everybody. Mike Crispy here, and I want to tell you about the sponsor of our show today, MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Crispy for up to 66% off your order. Not just pillows. They have Giza Dream Sheets, dog beds, slippers, you name it. Amazing products made in the USA. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, is a great patriot who is under attack by the deep state. So shop for amazing products made in the USA, and it all goes to a great cause. Additionally, go to mystore.com and use promo code Crispy for up to 66% off your order and get amazing products made by United States entrepreneurs. Coffee, things for your car, home appliances, you name it. Mystore.com, your everyday needs. Go shop at mystore.com. Go shop at mypillow.com. Use promo code Crispy for up to 66% off your order. Support the great Mike Lindell. Get great products made in the USA. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, everybody. Mike Crispy here. And I want to tell you about one of the great sponsors of our show today, Patriot Cigar Company. Go to MyPatriotCigars.com and use promo code Crispy for 15% off your order at checkout. Know a patriot who loves a good smoke? This is the perfect gift for any occasion. These cigars are handmade from Nicaragua using the finest tobacco that is aged a minimum of 3 years. I smoke them. I like to have them on the golf course. Or in studio. Great cigars, great value. Go to MyPatriotCigars.com right now. Use promo code Crispy at checkout. 15% off your order. Enjoy the rest of the show. Let's go. Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here coming to you live from New York on this Friday, December 16th. Guys, appreciate your support of the show very much. If you like what you're hearing, if you like this show, help keep us growing in every direction. Guys, the holidays are coming up. People are asking about our holiday season. If you are traveling with families and loved ones, guys, what better way to never miss an episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid than by subscribing to our podcast? So easy to do. I need the help, guys. We're taking off on the podcast charts as well. If you go to Apple Podcasts right now, if you have an iPhone, you have podcasts, and go pop in Mike Crispy Unafraid, hit the plus sign in the top right corner. You will be subscribed to the podcast. And if you don't have an iPhone, download Spotify if you don't have it already, and pop in Mike Crispy Unafraid, hit the follow button, and boom, you will be subscribed to the podcast. And if you do that, if you love the show and you watch it on Rumble every day, please still go download the podcast. Free, easy. And these are the things with organic content creators like myself, like producer Frankie, that are not tied to some big network telling us what to do. These are the little things that we need to help us growing. It's free and it's easy, and it's from our amazing viewers. So thank you for that. Because you want real news, or do you want the BS from MSNBC, who are propped up by big pharma globalist military industrial complex shills? Because guys, this, which Frankie's about to roll here, is not real news. This is a continuation propaganda campaign for our money being robbed from us and being sent to a foreign land. Because guys, newsflash, we're doubling down on our efforts to Ukraine, and the propaganda makes people, a large percentage of people, unfortunately, feel like it's okay. Frankie, roll the clip.
Operationally, the Russian armed forces have basically come apart. The Ukrainians have the strategic initiative. They are hammering them with long-distance HIMARS rockets. I personally think the next step, though, Chris, we cannot allow Ukraine to just get bludgeoned with civilian targets being destroyed by the Russians. So they need offensive systems more than defensive. So they need, I'm hopeful in the coming year, you'll see a TACAMS missiles with a 300-kilometer range. They can start going after some of these deeper targets. And
amazing. I thought we were winning the war. I thought all the money that we were sending there, we're winning. Remember, everyone says, remember all this stuff that comes out, Putin is pooping his pants, and we're totally, Ukraine, small but mighty, destroying and blowing back the Russians. Yeah, that's what they say anytime they want to rile up this propaganda support. And then they turn around and say, we need to give them offensive missiles, and we need to send our troops over there, which they're doing right now. They got this as I was coming into the studio. Send our troops over to train them, to train the Ukraine army. New training for the Ukraine army, which I'm sure comes with a bill, which I'm sure is paid for by the tax dollars. Yes, 100%. Now we need to give them offensive missiles, because they need to go on the offense here and start launching missiles deeper into Russia to further provoke the conflict. Oh, guess why? Oh, because Adam Kinzinger and the military-industrial complex and all these other people who say, we need to have a war, those people aren't satisfied that it isn't moving fast enough. Guys, that's what it is. And speaking of money laundering, guys, Joe Biden right now, the Democrats are finding all different unique ways to launder their money, because I guess the money spigot just isn't moving fast enough for them. We went from Ukraine, we go to the other countries. Newsflash now, guys, we're now the number one priority in the world, big pressing issue, Joe Biden handling the problems of our day and the things that are affecting America. The most important thing right now, Joe Biden will tell you, is this brand new announcement concerning Africa. Roll it, Frankie.
I am also calling for the African Union to join the G20 as a permanent member of the G20. It's been a long time in coming, but it's going to come.
very inspiring. It's been a long time of coming, but it's going to come, says Joe Biden. Oh, my goodness. So important. So impactful. Wow. They're going to join the G20, the African countries. Amazing. That's amazing. Wonderful. I'm sure that will help some Africans. I'm sure the money is totally traceable when we send it over to Africa. I'm sure the United States of America, which literally at this point solely exists to send out our wealth and tax bases, I'm sure that the African nations are going to put that money to good, wholesome use. Give me a break, guys. Give me a break. Guys, the reality of what's going on right now, okay, is that we are sending our wealth out of the country and we are recovering from an economic disaster. I'm going to go back to New York for a second because we talk about these globalist things. These are the problems facing America right now. So you guys remember this earlier this year? This is the COVID-19 eviction protection for tenants. So all these small landlords, right, the backbone of local economies, these people have not been able to make a living. They haven't been able to make a living because the government said you can't evict people if they don't pay their rent because of COVID. That actually went on until literally February of 2022 was when they could start filing for the evictions. And by the time you could start filing for the evictions, by the time you could actually carry out the evictions, it would be, probably the summertime or right now in the fall or into the winter. So how long does it take? Guys, literally until February, until you could even think about it, the small landlords, and now it went on and on and on because you got to go through the courts and all this to get these eviction notices in these big cities. So the small landlords are getting squeezed out. They got to go to court. Maybe right now they can start evicting people. Maybe right now. But guys, right now, of course, on time, as small landlords can get back on their feet and the civility of our cities can be restored, New York has a brand new proposal. Guys, again, it always starts at places like New York. It always starts in a foreign country. Then it comes to places like New York and LA. Then it comes to a city near you. This is the latest thing, guys. Is this America first? You think maybe we could put our tax dollars to finding a solution to problems like this, right? No, no, no. What the Democrats are going to do is just destroy small landlords and people who live working hard in big cities. Oh, now the new rule is that criminals are discriminated against if they are subject to background checks when they want to rent an apartment now that this eviction thing has been lifted. Frankie, roll the clip.
Might change amid support for a bill that would ban the use of criminal background checks by landlords.
We have to stop demonizing people with conviction histories. People should not face never-ending punishment after they served their time.
Supporters say that all New Yorkers deserve an equal opportunity at a safe and permanent home. An estimated 750,000 New Yorkers have a criminal background. They note that amid a housing crisis, the city should be doing more to get New Yorkers off the streets and into a home. Those with a history say they want to be judged not by their past, but their potential.
I had the means to pay the rent. I did the time without getting in trouble. Yeah, that was still not
being. And there you go. The Democrats will bring out the one example of a sob story while simultaneously telling you that it is racist if we allow landlords to do criminal background checks. Yes, Frankie?
I just would like to add, like, these are not white collar crimes that people are getting denied. You know, like, it's not just the average.
Yeah. Oh, you strangled a child. Yeah, God, exactly. That's racist. It's discriminatory. Oh, guys, the small landlords who literally were in total disarray during COVID because they refused. Again, so no evictions, right? Did the government give any of those small landlords money to stay afloat? Oh, they couldn't afford it. Oh, because we had to send it to Africa and to Ukraine. Guys, this is America last. And now, to make up for the problem, the criminals should not be subject to the background check. So any normal person would say that this is a direct attack on small independent entrepreneurs who are landlords, that you want to squeeze them out of the big cities. Because again, the big landlords can take it because they're all in cahoots with the Democrats, right? All the tax cheating and they're doing all this. Yes, it's the small landlord they're trying to kill. Just like they tried to kill the small business owner, literally overtly during COVID. Guys, they're not even hiding it. Activist groups are in New York right now saying we elected Kathy Hochul in New York to step up and protect demonicness like this. Roll the clip, Frankie.
You are no longer appointed to office. We voted to end. Do your job.
That's right.
Oh, it's incredible, guys. What about Section 8 housing? Right? What about those things? Well, they're putting the illegal immigrants in them. Oh, great. Okay, yes, that makes sense. So all the good landlords who are getting squeezed, the government said, we don't have any money to help you, but there's going to be an eviction moratorium. You can't do it. But we don't have any money to help you as the billions go overseas. Oh, how about these people? Again, these struggling people who are having problems. Because again, I sympathize for them if they've paid taxes their entire life. Maybe they committed a crime. They've repented. Maybe the government can fund programs to prove that those people are now good, okay? That they're not going to strangle somebody if they're a criminal and they get a lease and they get in a fight with their neighbor because they're mentally insane. Maybe we can put money towards a program like that for the mentally ill. Oh, no. That would make too much sense and actually help the Democrat voters. We can't do that. Guys, that is the Democrat playbook textbook hook, line, and sinker, and it's what they're doing to erode our wealth and to create chaos in big cities, which will expand out to suburbs and eventually come for all of us. It is an utter disgrace. We are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of my Chris Being Afraid. Do not go anywhere. Hey everybody, Mike Crispy here, and I want to tell you about one of the great sponsors of our show today, Patriot Cigar Company. Go to mypatriotcigars.com and use promo code CRISPY for 15% off your order at checkout. Know a patriot who loves a good smoke? This is the perfect gift for any occasion. These cigars are handmade from Nicaragua using the finest tobacco that is aged a minimum of 3 years. I smoke them. I like to have them on the golf course. Or in studio. Great cigars, great value, go to mypatriotcigars.com right now. Use promo code Crispy at checkout. 15% off your order. Enjoy the rest of the show. Let's go. Hey, everybody. Mike Crispy here. And I want to tell you about the sponsor of our show today, MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Crispy for up to 66% off your order. Not just pillows. They have Giza Dream Sheets, dog beds, slippers, you name it. Amazing products made in the USA. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, is a great patriot who is under attack by the deep state. So shop for amazing products made in the USA, and it all goes to a great cause. Additionally, go to mystore.com and use promo code Crispy for up to 66% off your order and get amazing products made by United States entrepreneurs. Coffee, things for your car, home appliances, you name it. Mystore.com, your everyday needs. Go shop at mystore.com. Go shop at mypillow.com. Use promo code Crispy for up to 66% off your order. Support the great Mike Lindell. Get great products made in the USA. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming to you live on this beautiful Friday, December 16th. I say it all the time, Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you for the support that you have shown this show and continue to show Mike Crispy unafraid, guys. We are growing exponentially, and it's all thanks to you. So do us a favor here as we take the next step in our journey, okay? We are leveling up with LFA. We are leveling up our podcast game. Guys, help us and go on your phone right now, if you like what we're doing, holidays, you're traveling, but even if you're not traveling, this helps us big time. Download Mike Crispy Unafraid podcast version. So you got the video version. A lot of you guys can't watch the whole thing, right? If you can only watch some of it, you rumble the video, you see me, all this, but you can listen to it on the go anywhere, driving, at the gym, great gym music, will pump you up, anything, on the go. You listen while you're grocery shopping. You listen to Mike Crispy Unafraid, the podcast. So that's Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Guys, help me out. It's so, so helpful. And please rumble this video, whether you're watching it live or after the fact. Thank you, and I love you. All right, guys, we got a crazy story here. I always like to wrap up the show, especially on Fridays, with some of the most bizarre things that Frankie and I see. And guys, do you own a boat? Does anybody out there own a boat? Do you own a boat? I don't own a boat, but I know many people who do own boats, and I love boat owners, and boat owners tend to be Republicans. Why? The joke is because there are no government handouts for boats. Everybody who owns a boat is a Republican because there's no aid. But guys, not only is there no aid for boat owners, but Joe Biden is now literally taking a massive shot across the bow, haha, a boat joke, a shot across the bow at boat owners, looking to essentially ban a lot of boat travel and boat business and boat commerce that goes on. Roll this clip, Frankie.
Yeah, Bill, it's a speed restriction that will change the way many Americans use their boats, and some are predicting rough waters ahead.
So if you can only
There's
go
so
10 knots, this boat and other boats will be unstable
They'll
in rough seas.
Definitely. This crew will be thrown around, tossed around, injured.
As a harbor pilot, Trey Thompson helps commercial vessels navigate the inland waterways from the port in Savannah, Georgia, to 20 miles out at sea.
So what the federal government is now proposing is not only dangerous, but will cripple port commerce for hundreds of miles.
How stupid are these people? How stupid are they? Oh, boats, because there are some whales that are endangered species that literally the statistics say there's a 1 in a million chance of the boat striking this endangered specific whale and killing it. We need to ban boats from going a certain speed. Huh? So anytime there is weather that's a little bit choppy, the boat wouldn't be able to go. The boat would crash like you see on the screen because you got to go a certain speed to cut through the current, all that stuff, right? No. Now you can't even take your boat out. What about all the commercial fishermen? What about all the people who boat that they're doing trade and they're moving things around? Guys, no. If you own a boat, Joe Biden is saying you could only go a certain speed. So therefore now literally one third or half of your boat days out there are cut off because you can't go because of the weather. And Joe Biden says it's to protect some mammal that there's a 1 in a million chance of running into with your boat and killing. Guys, there's no other explanation behind this than they are trying to clamp down and squeeze and take vengeance on people like Floridians that own boats. This is vengeance. This is spiteful. Do not underestimate the evil vindictiveness of these people. It's exactly what it is, guys. Where do people own boats the most? They own them in Florida. What are they doing in Florida? They're Republican voters, right? What are they doing on the coast? Literally from Long Island to New Jersey, shore down all the way. Everybody who lives on a shore has a boat. 85% chance they're a Republican. You ever see a boat with a Joe Biden flag? All the boat parades? No. Guys, this is intentional and it's wrong and it's government overreach to a T. Everything woke, everything the government touches turns to garbage. And some would say that it wasn't intentional. I say when it's this overtly insane, it is intentional and it is wrong. So people need to talk about this more, right? Call your congressman, call your representative, because this is just absurd. And I haven't seen many people talking about it, but it's such an important story. All right, speaking of the important story, guys, and a little bit more bizarrety here. Cori Bush, one of the squad members famous for defund the police. A new FEC report just came out, and Cori Bush, who is a massive advocate for defund the police, is saying that she spent $500,000 on private security because her life was in danger. I have two questions for Cori Bush. One, Cori Bush, do you really think that 1/10 of Americans would even know who you are if you walked down the street? I wouldn't even know Cori Bush. I wouldn't even be able to recognize Cori Bush. And to people like Cori Bush, I am a right-wing extremist. So I wouldn't be able to recognize Cori Bush. Maybe if Cori Bush had like one security person that, you know, followed her around just in case and they got a salary of like $100,000, right? Maybe. Okay. Full security detail for Cori Bush. And it was paid to this company, if you want to look into the FEC and how much they launder money. My life's in danger because I'm a black woman. Oh my goodness, they're coming for me. Yeah. It was a security company that Cori Bush paid all this money to that was founded just last year. Sounds like a money laundering operation to me. That's what these Democrats do. They get campaign donations in from the radicals. They fund some sketchy business that is used for their campaign and for their, you know, business purposes. That gets fed to somebody. They then funnel it back to the candidate themselves and get a piece. And that is what we call advanced stage Washington, D.C. swamp money laundering. These people are a disgrace. And that's why we call them out, and that's why we have this show, guys. So I want to thank everybody for another incredible week of Mike Crispy Unafraid. Thank you guys so much for your support. Thank you for your rumbles. Thank you for your 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and downloading the podcast. And thank you, as always, for staying with us for another great full episode, because Frankie and I worked so hard on it. And pleased to announce that we are just getting started on Mike Crispy Unafraid. Guys, we are America first, we are bold, and we are always unafraid. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Crispy for up to 66% off. Had to get in there. Frankie's shaking his head, but I forgot, right? The great Mike Lindell. Got to pay homage every time. Thank you all. Love you all. Have a great weekend. We will see you back on Monday.